So you work to change the balance of forces, and then you negotiate. So in the context of Palestine, what that means is that Palestinian civil society is really in the lead these days in terms of creating a national strategy for Palestinian rights. And it's based on the idea that we need a global movement who can bring outside pressure, nonviolent economic pressure, mainly through the BDS movement. In the U.S., it's BDS plus all the work on challenging U.S. military aid and U.S. support in the U.N. But the goal is to bring outside pressure to bear on Israel so that it can no longer continue to have the kind of impunity that allows it to violate international law so consistently without ever being held accountable. Once that begins to change, and once that starts to have an impact on Israelis, if FIFA, for instance, accepts the Palestinian demand that Israel not be allowed to play in the next World Cup, that's going to have a real impact on the Israeli Jewish population who cares about soccer. Those kinds of campaigns are what's going to have to happen. Then there can be negotiations.
And thank you so much. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Phyllis. I'm so sorry we've run out of time, and we'll just have to get you back on after your new book is out. So thank you so much. Good evening. And
bye-bye.
For Hemispheres, this has been Elena. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock, and you are listening to KJNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. You can stay tuned for Cabaret with Shark Fin Soup, David Wilson hosting.
Thank you, Elena. Well, it's our great pleasure this evening to bring you live music every Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. This evening, as Elena said, it's Shark Fin Soup. Take it away, guys.
Something to find me, and we were always like this. Something about the society. Well, I wasn't always looking for something to find. Your body go, and maybe you will know if this is all really worth it. 'Cause it's the way you are that makes me wanna know just who you truly are. And now I've got to go, but I wanna let you know that nothing really lasts forever. Let your body go, and maybe you will know. Well, I wasn't always looking for something to find. Something about the society. Well, I wasn't always looking for something to find. And we were we all. something about the society. Without company, or not so sensually, biochemically, you're not too close to me. Now try and repent on me. Stereotypically, get lost without company.
Thank you. So that last one was called Synthetic Something, and now we're going to have our friend Storm take it away with his song by Hendrix, Midnight Lightning.
Sharkfin Soup here on Cabaret, live music that we bring to you every Tuesday at 7 o'clock here on Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. Classic Jimi Hendrix there. I wanted to talk to you guys a bit about your music. You actually started with a song that you wrote yourself. Michael, can you tell us a bit about what you guys do in terms of writing music?
Yeah, definitely. So we compose mostly our own music. We have a few covers under the bag. but we really love making our own music. We work off each other, and we started as a band mostly to make original,
you know,
songs.
We'll have like a riff, or in this particular case, Danny will have like a progression, and he'll come to us and he's like, "All right, I have this idea." And then we just like lay it down and jam on it for a while, come up with a couple other parts, write some lyrics.
Cool. How did you guys actually get together as a band?
Okay, so we actually started as a rap jazz group called Semantics.
I would not have expected that.
I know. Our genre is a little bit changed from that, but we kind of morphed into this when our dear friend and rapper from the last band, Malik Robinson, he left for the Air Force Academy. So we were looking for a new feel and obviously a new band, because you can't be a rap band without a rapper. And then we just worked from there, got Thomas on board, and just been making some guitar tunes. Yeah.
How long have you been playing together as Shark Fin Soup?
Shark Fin Soup's been together about 6 months. Yeah.
Well, you sound like you've been playing together for ages, so
you must be
practicing a lot. Yeah. Hey, so we want to hear some more music. Let's get back to it. What are we going to hear next? Thomas Cole is trying to say something into
Thomas
that mic.
Thomas, speak.
Let the man speak. Playing your song, right? Yeah. You should announce that.
Okay, this next song is called Nothing Is Everything, and basically we all wrote this together as a team. It's about that special someone in your life. You know, everyone needs a little sugar in their life. So, yeah, keep it sweet.
Cool. Let's do this.
Sun shines down, cast a reflection. Beautiful, oh, from every direction. From the top to the bottom, she knows she got 'em. Oh, oh, can't let go. Oh, yeah, I flee shallow.
Especially when I walk through that door.
Oh, yeah, I flee shallow.
With me, it's like a chore.
Oh, yeah, I flee shallow. She knows she got 'em. Oh, oh, can't let go.
Popping out candy. never failed me, but she failed you. Never learned the manners you needed to.
All right, so next we'll have Storm play another song. That was Everything or Nothing.
So we're going to have another Hendrix classic by Storm. Hope you guys know this one is called Hey Joe. How's it going, Joe?
All right.
Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. Hey Joe, well why'd you do that now? You know, I caught her messing around with another man. Well, where are you gonna go? Well, I don't know now. Joe, what are you gonna do? You know, I shot her straight between the eyes.
Shark Fin Soup here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. You're tuned to Cabaret. We bring you live music from local musicians every Tuesday at 7 o'clock here on your community radio station. Another great Jimi Hendrix song. Storm on guitar. Woo. Thomas Cole on bass and Aiden on drums. It's one of those songs too, Storm. I mean, Jimi Hendrix really is one of those people, as a guitarist, must really shape how you see playing the guitar.
Oh yeah, definitely. I pretty much learned everything, I guess, from listening to Hendrix.
Yeah.
And Hey Joe happened to be one of my favorites. Mm. So.
How long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar for about 2 years now, and I've had what's strapped onto me right now for a year and a half. So, yeah.
Wow. So we're going to hear some more music this evening, lots of original music that you guys have done. We talked a bit earlier about how you guys came together. You actually have other connections. You all go to school together, or is that the other way? Or are you? I got the impression you're all from Boulder High, which is where I went to high school. Graduated
rock on
30 years ago. So,
yes, we do. We
so
all
I'm always
go to Boulder
out there,
High.
Panthers.
We all met.
Still the first.
Yeah. So yeah, we all do go to Boulder High. It's kind of how we all met a little bit. But, yeah, totally.
So do we have graduates in the house?
Yeah, I'm actually graduating in a few weeks now. Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty excited.
The rest of us are juniors.
So you still got time together here.
Still got a year. So yeah. Mikey.
Yeah, and I'm going to see you, so we'll be playing together, I guess, till we die.
I hope not.
Or at least for a little longer. Well, that's great. Great to have... Boulder High students and soon-to-be graduate, Michael. Hey, I wanted to bring up, you know, I originally found out about you guys because you guys were doing a thing here in Boulder that involved other high school bands, Boulder High bands, and Fairview bands, our rivals across town. So it's called Jam Fest. Can you guys tell me a bit about that experience and what you guys were doing for Jam Fest?
Yeah, definitely. So Jam Fest was in Fairview Auditorium, and there was about... half a dozen bands, maybe around that, and you know, a bunch of great talent from both schools. And Shark Fin Soup, our band, actually ended up getting second place to Storm's band, Stillwater.
Yeah.
So you know, that was a pretty awesome. We got to meet Storm, which was probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to us.
I just about freaked out.
You know, we were bowing at his knees, but.
You know, speaking of gigs and, you know, young bands that are going to be playing, the Creek Fest is happening pretty soon. I figured this would be a pretty good time to mention it. And we're going to be playing in that, so if you guys all come down to that, you will get to see us live.
No, not yet. all right, yeah.
We can repeat things numerous times if need. So we got Radio. You guys are playing at Creek Fest, so that's Memorial Day weekend from... It's typically the Saturday through the Monday. Do you guys know what day you're playing?
Yeah, we're going to be playing May 24th, which is that Sunday, at the Teen Stage, located close to the Duchambe Tea House.
Yeah, so Teen Stage is just to the north of the Duchambe Tea House.
Correct.
Great little stage off there. It's got a great place to see bands.
Yeah, and we'll be on at 2 p.m. And again, that's another battle of the bands that we're going to be in. So a lot of fun time, a lot of talent. Around us again, so good times.
Yeah, and if you ever forget that information, which was just repeated on here, that you will find that on our Facebook page, which is simply just Shark Fin Soup. So
that's easy to remember.
Easy to remember.
Shark Fin Soup. So again, you can see these guys live, part of Creek Fest. That's Sunday, May 24th at 2 p.m. At the stage. It's just north of the Duchambe Tea House. So check it out. A great reason to go down on the Sunday and see all the other great things that are happening and support some local musicians. And sounds like there'll be a little rivalry again with other bands, so you can show your support for Shark Fin Soup also. Is it mostly you're competing against other high school bands, or is it kind of an open competition?
Yeah, we'll be competing against other high school bands. Okay. So it's perfect.
Cool. So as I was saying, I went to Boulder High 30 years ago. At that point, there were a few people playing in bands like yours, but to actually hear that there's enough bands between Boulder High and Fairview High to actually host a thing like Jam Fest, that's impressive. I mean, do you feel like there's a lot going on musically at Boulder High with, you know, people coming together to do stuff like what you guys are doing?
Very much so.
Yeah, definitely. At Boulder High... We have a great music program, but again, walking around the school, my whole senior class, I really can't pick out anybody who plays an instrument. So it's kind of obscure looking at my class, but down in the junior class, we got 4 bands in the junior class, you know, so lots of talent there. And I'm not saying the senior class isn't talented, but I just don't know
anyone.
They're
just hidden.
Yeah.
They're waiting.
Yeah, they come through the cracks. Just in Jam Fest, this whole band of people I didn't even know came out, and I was like, you guys are in my chemistry class. I had no idea you guys could rock the stage. So, yeah.
Cool.
So, honestly? Yeah, there's all the musicians are there. There's quite a bit of musicians, although it is a drop in the bucket in the population of high schoolers.
Yeah.
Come out and check everybody out down in the Creek Fest.
Cool.
May 24th.
Hey, do you have other gigs that you're doing that we should think about in the future? That's like one coming up, or I'm sure people can check out your Facebook page as always at Sharkfin Soup. But anything else scheduled, Thomas?
Well, besides Madison Square Garden, you know, we're just going to be playing on Pearl Street for a lot of the summer to make some money for a road trip that we're actually doing as a band.
Road trip.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually good to mention. So if you're around Pearl Street, we're going to try to be down there most weekends, every other weekend or so. So you should see us down there. And maybe give us a dollar and help us on our way.
For our tour/road trip, and we're going to be hitting East Coast and Southern America, as in North America, but the South region. And, yeah, so you can look for us in Atlanta,
New Orleans,
Knoxville, you know, just follow behind the bandwagon if you want.
How'd you figure out where you wanted to go?
I've actually never been to the South before, so I was kind of drawn to that. And Thomas, you know, has a lot of connections there.
Got some family. Yeah. We all kind of picked out some place we want to go, but yeah.
And do you have a vehicle? Are you prepared for the road trip?
That's what the plan on Pearl Street is for. Got to get one of those.
Right. So you can support these guys and their road trip, Pearl Street Ball, all summer long, and also coming up at Creek Fest, as we said, on the 24th of May at 2 p.m. So let's head back into the music. More stuff that you guys did, sounds like, is next on the playlist.
Yeah, this is another original. This is called Baby Not You, and this is one of the first songs that I ever worked on with the band when I was coming into it. So it's memorable.
Finally time to write you off. Thievery corporation, gonna sell my whole nation. And it's a rocky road, and that's what I'll be eating for the next 2 months. Dietary constraints, a world complaints and said, baby, not you. Baby, not you. Oh, baby, not you. I lost myself near the river where you jumped me on. I get a feeling that you only daunting, this feeling, oh, oh. And I get a feeling that you're only here to harm me. It's awfully daunting, this feeling, oh, oh. So, baby, not you. Baby, not you, oh, oh. Baby, not you, oh, oh. Thank you. wrong when I thought it could work. And I'm not a lonely man. Don't touch me on my right hand. No complaints, I said, baby, not you. Baby, not you, oh, baby, not you. I lost myself near the river where you dropped me. You only get a home. It's awfully daunting, this feeling, oh, oh. And I get a feeling that you only get a home. It's awfully daunting, this feeling, oh, oh. So, baby, not you. Baby, not you, oh, oh. Baby, not you, oh.
That was Baby Not You. And if you guys are curious, that one was started by Michael. A little bit more sugar, huh? So this next one's called Fight or Fall. And, you know, we've been playing this one a lot. I think we've played this at every single gig we've done so far. So it's definitely one of the fan favorites. If you check us out on iTunes in a year and a half, this will probably be our hit single. So... without further ado, we're going to take it away. Thomas on vocals, Danny on bass.
All right.
Aiden on drums, Doofus on the slide. I must have seen it in a dream. And I don't know how, I know it's right. It must be something in my bones. Well, we gotta fight. If we will not fight, so we gotta fight. Fight for it all. And if we don't fight, then we will soon fall. Fall to it all, and fall from it all, and fall from it all. Oh, I said we will fight for it all. Oh, we'll fall, fight or fall. We gotta fight for
gotta find a fat puppet all if we will not fall. Fat puppet all. And if we don't fight, then we will soon fall. Fall to it all. Fall to it all. Fall, fall, it all. We will fight for it all. Or we'll fall. Fight all.
Fight or fall, we are Shark Fin Soup.
Thanks, guys. You're listening to Shark Fin Soup here on Cabaret Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond, KGNU Boulder, Denver. So I got to ask you, Shark Fin Soup, where, how did that name come about? In places like Boulder, Colorado, of all places, how did you end up with a name like that?
We know
Thomas?
What you mean.
Yes. Funny. You get flack for this?
Funny story, actually. So we were actually all together, and after the three-month period of trying to think of band names, you know, that's the hardest thing in a band, we almost split up. It was tear-breaking and tear-jerking. And we all went out for some Chinese food, and all had... Oh, shark fin soup, consequently. And then Aiden got food poisoning, so we decided, you know what, that was the most detrimental thing that's ever happened to this band. You know, he was bedridden for about 3 weeks. We all had to support him. And, you know, shark fin soup kind of pulled us apart, but at the same time, it brought us together.
Aw.
And shark fin soup is banned in the United States.
Yeah, it was actually wonton soup.
That's a good story.
But really, part of it is we're trying to raise awareness about shark fin soup. You know, it's actually a really terrible thing that happens in Japan still and some places in Asia. And that's part of the reason, besides the fact that, hey, who won't remember the name shark fin soup?
It's easy to remember.
It's easy to remember.
So, yeah. It's got legs, and it's kept you together despite the Aiden's 3 weeks in bed.
So. Ready for some more music?
Hey, let's just chat a little bit more. You know, one thing that people, you know, it's because radio, you can't see everything that's going on with the five of you here, but a lot of you were swapping out instruments, too, and actually I had to realize, I'm like, wait a sec, Michael, who's been near me, was on guitar, also playing sax, and now I realize he actually picked up a bass. So this is something, I mean, it seems like most of you are playing multiple instruments, which is really cool.
Isn't there like a word for that, like multi, like bilingual, is it like bi-instrumental or something?
Ambi-musical dextrous.
I mean, there's a reason for that. We all kind of... I've been in love with playing music on our own instruments, and we've branched out partly, and that's something that we did in the band originally, is like we had Michael playing guitar on some of Daniel's songs, and then when I jumped into the band, you know, there was some really great space for some bass, but then it switched around when I wrote the song and I wanted to play guitar or I wanted to sing and be focusing on something else, so, you know, Michael steps up and says, "Here, I'll play the bass." Or Daniel plays the bass or whatever.
Do you guys ever feel like there's one instrument, though, that's natural for you? Like, Thomas, you've been playing bass tonight, but now you've got a guitar you're playing. Is one your favorite, or one do you kind of really connect with? Singing. You've been singing, too, tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I personally want to be a singer more than anything, but I originally started with piano. Moved to guitar and probably spend the most amount of time practicing, but I think we can all say that our most our greatest instrument that we play is drums. We'd all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without doubt. Without a doubt.
Aiden, well, yeah.
Aiden dominates on drums this evening.
Yeah,
which is great.
Absolutely.
Really bringing some great drumming.
Actually, in the former band Semantics, it was originally Danny on piano 100% of the time. I was on baritone sax 100% of the time. So we kind of branched out with this new feel, you know, adding guitars into the mix kind of gets a whole new genre. And Thomas has really helped us get acquainted with the six-string wooded instrument, you know, because it's still a mystery to most of us, but he's pretty fluent with it, as is Storm and Jimi Hendrix, obviously.
But jumping back to what you said earlier, how nobody can see us right now, just wanted to clarify that Aiden Clark has been the only one on the drums tonight. So we're all the best at the drums, except for him.
Hey, and so the other change that's happened too, so Daniel's been on keyboards and singing, and now has put on, looks like
we've got another guitar
player. Yeah. So it looks like it might get really exciting here. So
oh, it's about to.
All right.
So yes. This one's called Straight to My Head. We wrote it together. It's about, I don't even know what it's about. It's just, yeah. It's a good song.
All right.
rock and roll.
This is Shark Fin Soup here on KGNU Boulder, Denver.
Straight to my head, so why don't we go straight to your bed? 'Cause I'm still thinking about all what you said, and I'm still trying to comprehend. Honestly, you win. And I give in to your curse, your worst. And I remorse because she was on the top of the world, and she knew everything, and we were never gonna give in to all these hypocrites. I kept calling, she kept stalling, and we were never gonna give in to all these hypocrites. I won't let it go straight to my head, so why don't we go straight to your bed? 'Cause I'm still thinking about all what you said, and I'm still trying to comprehend. I live and won't give in to the things we've lost and what it cost, because she was on the top of the world and she knew everything, and we were never gonna give in to all these hypocrites. I kept calling and she kept stalling, and we were never gonna give in to all these hypocrites. I kept calling, she kept stalling, and we were never gonna give in to all these hypocrites.
about straight to my head. By Shark Fin Soup, if you're wondering.
That's us.
It's us.
Oh boy.
Sorry, guys. It's got to happen. Feedback, you know.
Yeah. Live radio.
Hey. So, how many more songs you got for us this evening? We got two more. Okay, cool. Hey, so just a quick reminder: you can check out more about Shark Fin Soup on Facebook at Shark Fin Soup. Pretty simple to remember.
Simple as that. Shark Fin Soup. All spaces in between.
Cool. Looks like we're going to have another. Are we having another little change up here?
We are having yet another change of instruments.
Daniel has
here.
Dropped the bass and is heading back for another instrument.
And Mikey's going to jump on the sax here. We're going to do one of our favorite kind of. It's like a mix between one of our newest songs and a jam. So, it's like funky. It's great. You'll love it.
So you got clearly, you know, you're playing different instruments. Like Michael's playing sax again, numerous guitars, keyboards, and actually it was interesting because you guys started by talking about previous band, you know, doing rap and, you know, jazz influences. You can kind of hear throughout your music, you know, I can tell that you guys have done jazz, and, you know, and but I just wonder when you're out there and you're trying to describe your music to someone and you can't play it to them. How would you actually describe your music, Michael?
Well, we say on our Facebook page it's postmodern trap future pop. You know, it most accurately describes what we're trying to give out here. It's kind of electro soul and monkey punk. I've heard, you know, yeah. Storm might have an idea.
You know, it's like. The way that I like to think of our music is it's like a garbage truck, you know, full of flamingos just transcending through the gates of hell.
Very descriptive, Storm. Thank you.
So
we're going to hear a couple
Storm.
More songs. What's this next one, Michael?
This next one's called Old Greg Drop the Funk. And so we're going to have Storm back in on this one. Get some guitar solos up in here, and we did have a concert at B Mocha, right, which is right next to Dushanbe Tea House again, and we had Storm come and play with us, but this started out as completely a jam, you know. We just wake up in the morning, make a jam sandwich, go off to work, you know. So
and still kind of a jam sandwich, but it's a tasty one at that.
Nice. So, yeah, without further ado, we'll take it away with Old Greg Drop the Funk. So fly, so cool. Taking me what to do. I can't stop onto you. I said, can't stop. Not another lonely night, I'm on the brink, so cut the brakes, no mistakes, all it takes. I said I'm on the brink, so cut the brakes, no mistakes. Here we go! Thank you.
takes, all it takes. I said I'm on the brink, so cut the brakes. No mistakes, all it takes. I'm on the brink. Here we go.
That's Shark Fin Soup here on KGNU, community radio for the Front Range and beyond. It's been great having you guys in here this evening. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your music, your talent, your energy. We're going to have time to do one more song, but kind of want to wrap up with some reminders. You guys will be playing at Creek Fest on Sunday,
May 24th at 2 o'clock.
At the Teen Stage just north of Dushanbe Tea House.
Exactly.
It's very easy to find.
And this information, again, is all on the Facebook page.
Excellent. So check them out. Shark Fin Soup on Facebook. Also can be heard regularly this summer on the Pearl Street Mall. So check them out. Help them with their road trip. And show your support for local musicians like Shark Fin Soup. Michael, were you going to say something?
I also want to remind...
You had that look.
I want to remind everybody that we have some video footage from our concert at B-Mocha coming out very soon. So we're going to link all that on the Facebook page. And so that's our main outlet right now,
cool.
Facebook.
And I want to remind our listeners, too, that we archive our programs like Cabaret. So if you missed any of the show, you want to hear it all over again, you can check that out on our archives. A couple places to check out at kgnu.org, our main website. It's archived there as part of the Cabaret programs, spelled with a K, as in KGNU. Cabaret, where we bring you live musicians, local musicians, usually on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 o'clock. And also, you can check it out, our other archive where you can hear the same program is on our all music channel, afterfm.com. So that's another great place to check out all our music offerings here on your community supported radio station. So we want to head out with one last song. You mentioned videos. I gotta always ask, you guys are doing original music. So are you thinking about recording and some getting it out on? You mentioned iTunes at one point.
Absolutely.
With a projected date of a year and a half, are you guys actually working on recording any of this?
Yeah, we're gonna get some. We're gonna get some time in the recording studio and have that out before the tour in mid June. So we'll have that in the next few weeks.
Great, that's excellent.
Yeah, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, KGNU.
It's a pleasure to have you guys, and I hope that we can actually hear you guys in the future, whether it's as Shark Fin Soup or whatever you guys all transform into. So thank you for sharing our music again. We're going to head out with one last song. What are we going to hear next to close out the evening?
The song's called Nation. It's actually like a song about religion, I guess. It's against religion.
What?
Not really. It's quite not really. Well, it's not really against it, but it's just like how we like hope for something better, I guess.
There may be some disagreements about this.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right. So, thanks again. You've been listening to Shark Fin Soup here on Cabaret. And again, reminder: you can hear him on the 24th of May as part of Creek Fest, 2 o'clock, at the stage just north of the Dushanbe Tea House, and then throughout the summer on the Pearl Street Mall. So thanks again, guys.
And thank you.
Take it away.
All right. Will do.
Is it on?
Yeah, so this one's called Nation, and it's the only video we have on Facebook as of now. So we played this one at Shine, and you can see that on Facebook.
Facebook. One of my personal favorites, so I hope you enjoy it as an outro.
Lives in every nation,
lives in every nation. Cover up our darkest fears and color us with happy thoughts. It lives in every nation, lives in every nation. Oh, and I wonder what we're looking for, what we're hoping for, eh, eh, eh. And I wonder what we're looking for, what we're hoping for, eh, eh, eh. And so we wait for God to come, to come and save us all. We hope for something more, but don't know what's in store. We wait for God to come and save us all. We hope for something more, but don't know what's in store. Laughing black and white and trying to ignore the fact we're living in a fantasy, living in a fantasy. Waiting for the final call, trying not to worry at all. We're living in a fantasy, living in a fantasy. And I wonder what we're looking for, what we're hoping for. We're looking for what we're hoping for. Eh, eh, eh. So we wait for God to come and save us all. We hope for something more, but don't know what's in store. We wait for God to come and save us all. We hope something more, but don't know what's in store.
Listening to Shark Fin Soup here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We also want to thank George and Jake for engineering. Thanks, Stephen, behind me on video. And
thank
all
you
of you,
so
Michael,
much.
Thomas, Daniel, Aiden, and Storm, thanks for coming in this evening. Stay tuned next for Corriente with Elena after this brief announcement.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU Listener member, and by Colorado MuellerFest 28, with film festival, symposium, and two farewell performances on Mueller's Ninth Symphony on May 16th and 17th by founder Robert Olson at Mackey Auditorium. Tickets and information at MuellerFest.org.
And it is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder Denver 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Please stay tuned for Corriente after this programming announcement.
supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.
And we're going to play some music here, starting out with a brand new CD by Juan Luis Guerra. And it's always a celebration when Juan Luis Guerra has a new CD. This one is called Todo Tiene Su Hora.
A Juan, Juan le dijo a Pedro, Pedro le contó al hermano Luis, el hermano Luis le dijo a don Manuel,
ya lo sabe el país, lo sabe el país.
Don Manuel se lo dijo a Jochi Santos, Jochi le contó todo a Vladimir, Vladimir le dijo al tío de Severo,
el horno no está, el horno no está.
A galletica, cookies and cream, esta novela, ven, no tiene fin, que no tiene fin, malo, malo, bueno, ya lo bueno, malo, ¿dónde va el porciento de la educación, de la educación? Cosa.
Para continuar el tío de Severo se lo dijo a Chuchi y a Beatriz. Chuchi y Beatriz llamaron a Consuelo.
Ya lo sabe el país, lo sabe el país.
Y Consuelo se lo dijo a Chocolate. Chocolate le contó todo a Valentín. Valentín le dijo a Tito el panadero.
El horno no está, el horno no está.
Para galletica, cookies and cream. Esta novela, no tiene fin, que no tiene fin. A lo malo bueno, ya lo bueno malo. ¿Dónde ve el porciento de la educación, como hacemos brother? Me darás la mano, cantemos. Ay, bueno, malo, ya lo bueno, malo, donde el porciento de la educación.